This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to opposing themes in American politics. There is the incoming president who has talked about banning immigrants from Muslim countries and building a wall along the border with Mexico. Then there are many U.S. cities that have policies to nurture immigrants. One of those cities is in the red state of Ohio, Dayton. The program is called Welcome Dayton, and its aim is to revitalize the local economy. But the mood now in Dayton is complicated. Marketplace's Lewis Wallace reports.
Dayton has wide, quiet streets. It's a city built for a lot more people than live here now. But in 2015, for the first time in decades, Dayton saw its population increase, driven by immigrants. A working-class neighborhood called East Dayton is one of the places that's seen an influx, and I'm sitting on the couch in a comfortable house here with Nube, not her full name. She came to the U.S. from Ecuador with no papers about 20 years ago, risking her life to cross the border alone. And she says she was lucky she survived.
Many people, when one come to here and live the American dream, they die.
Now she has three U.S.-born daughters, and she works for $9 an hour sewing uniforms.
Just working.
Nube would have been protected from deportation by President Barack Obama's executive order, the one known as DAPA, Deferred Action for Parents of American Citizens. But that's been held up in the courts, and Donald Trump says it's high on his list to repeal it. Nube's scared of being separated from her daughters. One of them just started college in Dayton.
They are my life. So what will happen to us? We don't know. We are in the limbo.
Trump says he will withdraw federal funding from cities that shelter undocumented immigrants like Nube. Here he is during a campaign speech in Phoenix.
We will end the sanctuary cities that have resulted in so many needless deaths.
Dayton doesn't actually call itself a sanctuary city or explicitly refuse to work with federal immigration authorities. The definition of sanctuary city is blurry, but the police department doesn't gather info on immigration status. Here's Mayor Nan Whaley.
Now, I don't care who the president is. Dayton is an open and inclusive community no matter what.
Trump hasn't been clear on how he would define sanctuary city, although he says his first targets for deportation will be people who've committed crimes. I'm Lewis Wallace for Marketplace.